This is a WAMC Sports Update. I'm Patrick Garrett. NCAA tournament play resumes tonight when number 3 Oregon takes on number 7 Michigan at 7 p.m. Later, number 1 Gonzaga faces number 4 West Virginia at 7:30. Number 1 Kansas takes on number 4 Purdue at 9:30. And number 11 Xavier plays number 2 Arizona at 10. Kentucky has signed men's basketball coach John Calipari and football coach Mark Stoops to 2-year contract extensions. The deals theoretically keep Calipari as its men's coach through 2024 and Stoops with the football program through 2022. Calipari has the Wildcats in the NCAA Sweet 16 once again. Stoops guided the Wildcats to a 7-6 finish and their first bowl since 2010 last season. The United States has won the World Baseball Classic for the first time in 4 tries. Marcus Stroman was named the tournament MVP after carrying a no-hitter into the 7th inning to lead the Americans to an 8-0 rout of Puerto Rico in the title game at Los Angeles. The Toronto Blue Jays hurler silenced a Puerto Rican club that had outscored the opposition 56-26 while winning its first 7 games of the tournament. Ian Kinsler slammed a 2-run homer for the U.S. In baseball spring training, the Yankees beat Philadelphia 7-3 and Miami won against the Mets 15-9. The New York Mets are moving their exhibition game against Army to Citi Field. The Mets originally were scheduled to play the Black Knights at West Point on March 31st, but the snowstorm that slammed the Northeast last week affected Army's diamond and forced the switch of fields. The teams now will play a 7-inning game March 31st at the Mets' home field. First pitch is scheduled for 1:10 p.m. In the NBA, Boston topped Indiana 109-100. Utah bested the Knicks 108-101. In the NHL, the Islanders beat the Rangers 3-2. Two-time Daytona 500 winner Pete Hamilton has died at age 74. Hamilton won 4 cup races, including the 1970 and 71 Daytona 500s. He also won twice at Talladega Super Speedway in 1971. For more sports scores and stories, visit WAMC.org.